You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
You know, sometimes you're working on something very serious. Maybe God wants to have a little fun with it. And that was kind of the case, it seems, with Lonnie Johnson back in the 1980s, early 80s. He's a NASA scientist, so whatever he's working on, it's a pretty big deal. Well, he's trying to develop a jet pump something or other. He's working, it's a project, probably wouldn't tell everybody. But what happened was one day he accidentally shot a stream of water across the room, and the kid in Lonnie Johnson thought, hey, wait a minute. What a perfect water gun. And right on time, too. Lonnie Johnson testing out the toy on his first focus group, which basically was him and his 7-year-old daughter. And he realized that his 7-year-old daughter, she had so much fun playing with this thing and the joy in it. He said, this is going to be a hit. And they called it the Super Soaker. That's right. And it was an instant hit. From the early 90s onward, it would bring summertime fun for kids all over America and make Mr. Johnson a multimillionaire. And also the rest of us playing with those puny little hand squirt guns. You know, we'd be out in the yard and here come the neighbor with the Super Soaker. And it was basically all over after that.
10-4, good buddy. Yeah.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
It's hard to believe that 4th of July Independence Day celebration, I mean, less than a week away, coming up Tuesday. I mean, it's incredible. Tomorrow's the last day of June. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, yeah. Tuesday, 4th of July. We celebrate our freedom as a country and as individuals. We consider the blessings of freedom. And it's an excellent time to reflect on what it means to be Christ. And I bring in Emerson Collins from Colorado Springs. He's with Focus on the Family. Project manager for Bring Your Bible to School Day. He loves that. Live It Challenges. That's the name of it. Project. But Emerson, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
I've been in Colorado Springs for a while now. Big outdoors guy. Love the Bible. Love God's Word, of course. I'm actually in my pastoral residency program at my church. Wow. Kind of hopefully aspiring to be a pastor someday. And to continue to inspire people to treasure God and treasure His Word. I'm also getting married. This is crazy. On July 8th. So that's in it's like 10 days now.
Well, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Isn't that something that's amazing? We almost had the same anniversary. Tell us what it means to be free in Christ.
Yeah. As we meditate on this freedom that we have here in this country, I first just want to say we should definitely celebrate and praise the Lord for that. That is such a beautiful thing that is worth celebrating on this 4th of July with our families and over hot dogs and barbecue.
Right.
But freedom in Christ is something as believers we should celebrate every single day because Christ died so that we could experience the freedom from sin and death. And this is something that is so much more powerful than even just individual liberties and even religious freedoms and whatnot. Christ set us free from the bondage and the shackles of sin. And when we take a moment just to grasp that type of freedom, it ought to produce just incredible thankfulness and worship in our hearts.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
The research is in, no doubt about it, and so that's the reason that summer camps, they take your screens away. Well, if you're a kid, it's not that hard to do, right? You want to go to camp. But now there's restaurants where you put your phone in a basket. You might even get a discount. No phones out there, right? There's concerts in our area that are no phone concerts. That's how bad it is, you know? And now there's a resort. Woo-hoo! The resort is in Finland, which is like the most happiest place on earth. It's 8 years in a row or something. Must be doing something right. That island country. But there's a big resort there. That's what they said. Because they just have to take matters into their own hands. And, you know, they take your phone away, which mom is delighted about. But the influencers or dying a death. I mean, they're like, no bounty, you know, to prove it, right? You have to get the take, the true take from Tom Papa on not having the phone, right?
There's no way around it. We're all being changed. We're all being dragged into the metaverse. We're being turned into robots as we speak. You remember you before these devices? As a different person. You get a glimpse of it every once in a while when you go out into the world without your phone. You ever do that? You ever leave your phone behind? By mistake, of course. You wouldn't do it intentionally. But just go out about the day without your phone? Oh, what a great day. Once you get past the crying and the dry heaving and tugging on strangers' pant legs, asking for help. Once you get through all of that, it's a magical day. You just walk around with your own thoughts, just thinking about stuff. Wow! This must be what Benjamin Franklin felt like.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
I've got to tell you about Lee Belinsky. He was a blind man who would sit at the corner every day to sell donuts and cake. And as he waited shivering, some local thieves would secretly sneak up to the tray and grab a donut and run away until the tray was empty and Lee would go home almost every day penniless. And one day, all that changed. A man named Zev Muscat heard about what was happening and decided to approach the blind elderly man. After some casual conversation, Zev paid him for a piece of cake and walked home. The next morning, Zev was at the street corner bright and early before any of the thieves had a chance to get there. He told Lee he had enjoyed the cake so much that he wanted to buy an entire tray. Zev took all the bakery items that he bought and distributed them to the poor people throughout that city. This routine repeated itself day after day, week after week. One of the people who watched this incredible act of kindness asked him, "Why didn't you just send the money every week instead?" And Zev responded, "You know, it's difficult enough that the man can't see. Do I have to take away the rest of his joy of living?" Zev continued to do this until one day the elderly man was no longer there. He had passed away the night before, certain that he was a successful businessman and not just another beggar. When we empower others, we give them a sense of purpose and fulfillment, and we help them achieve their true potential.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I've got to say congratulations to New York Yankee pitcher Domingo Germán. I just love saying his name because I know how to say it, so that's cool. He pitched and not a no-hitter. He pitched a perfect game last night in Oakland. What's so special about a perfect game? Because, my good man, in the 147-year history of Major League Baseball, his is the 24th one pitch. It's one of the rarest records in professional sports. And he pitched a perfect game. All outs. Nobody on base. Period. He's from the Dominican Republic. Came into pro baseball at 2009, I believe. And he did play at one point early in his career. He played for my hometown, Greensboro Grasshoppers. He was a pitcher. A lot of players played there. Makes me wish I had been more attentive when I was there. I could have watched Don Mattingly play. Yeah. That's, well, I missed out on that one, didn't I? But I had a friend of mine that was a real avid fan. He watched a lot of people play. Mariano Rivera played in Greensboro for a while, trying to learn English with a southern dialect all around him. He said, "I was shaking my head. I just can't imagine him saying that." But Domingo Germán, congratulations. It's interesting that he is coming off the worst stretch of his professional pitching career. I mean, that ends the worst stretch, obviously. The last time he walked off the mound, he was booed by the Yankee fans, and he kind of deserved it. This won't go into all the details, but it was pretty ugly. And hours before he pitched the game, he was in the locker room bawling his eyes out because their family lost the lively person of the family's uncle had passed away. Boy, you know. Wow, wait, stories are out there. It's pretty amazing.
Shazam.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
You got to believe it, the sense of twins graduating this year at a New Jersey high school, because you're looking right at them. The principal said it's a beautiful sight. It's, how many cents? 22 people. So that's 11 sets of twins in the North Highlands High School. That's Allendale, New Jersey. That's really just over the border. It's kind of in the Franklin Lakes area and stuff like that. So I'm thinking they're in the listening area. It's out of 340 graduating in this year's class, 22 are twins, 6% of the class. So there's they estimated about 1 in 250 natural pregnancies. So they're pretty far above that. And some of the things they say causes the, you know, more likely to have twins are high amounts of dairy. I don't know why. Nobody knows, probably. But they've just done the statistics, being over the age of 30. Some fertility medications like that, obviously, kind of makes sense. But they, I don't know, something's going on in Allendale, New Jersey. Because in the class of 2021, they had 16 sets of twins. They said that that whole thing must have gotten lost in the COVID mess that was going on, stuff that was going on. And they looked, the principal is like looking at the students that they have now. And in the sophomore class, there's 12 sets of twins. So the 11 sets of twins, man, that's not even going to be their record down the road. I guess the good news is that out of 11 sets of twins, only one set is attending the same college. I know from talking to Adrian, who was here, and she has identical twin. Now, these, and that doesn't mean they're all identical. So it's not, you know, the teachers aren't going out of their minds. If they were all identical twins, whew, wow. I've seen the photograph. I thought, okay, well, it doesn't look too bad. Some of them look like they might be. But Adrian talked about when they were in high school together, you know, how they used to have fun with the fact that they were, I mean, how could you not? Your identical twin. I had a pastor one time that was an identical twin, believe me. You see him, you know, you're downstairs, you say, hey, Pastor Clint, how you doing, man? And, you know, 5 minutes later, you're upstairs, and there he is again with a different suit on. it's very unnerving for the rest of us. So, but I'm not asking you to split up. I think it's cool. Like the principal said, it's a beautiful thing, right? That's all right.
Any town that could dream up a hoax like this has a sense of humor that I wouldn't try to compete with.
It's not a hoax!
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.